What, whenever I'm ready?
Whenever you're ready.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Mike has made me do the introduction. He is here. It's me.
Hooray!
Oh, God, there he is. It's me, Matt, and we're also, with me and Mike, is Lee in our extended recording session of All Things Goodness.
Hello.
See, it is the Norfolk Massive.
Tractors run tings in it, bruv.
Yep.
Does Spooner really count as a massive? I know he's a tractor massive, but...
Have you seen the size of him?
Well, I don't know. He's looking a lot less weebly than he was the other month.
Weebly?
Shut up and don't you dare tweet it, because Claire will get hold of that and I'll never hear the end of it.
Well, we'll see after next week when he's drunk if he falls over, because then we'll know he's not a weeble.
Well, there is that.
Weebly!
Not weebly. Shut up.
Anyway. That's true, they're taller than you are.
So, yes. So, next week, GT, before you know it, Christmas, and then end of the year. So,
Where's the year gone?
Oh, no, I can't believe it's November already. And we'll be able to, in just a month, sit back and ruminate on all of the goals that we set ourselves for 2014 that we've completely failed to meet. But before we do that, I thought it would be useful or fun to start talking about what goals we've already got for 2015.
Okay.
So
who's going to start?
Well, other than me, have either of you two set yourself any goals, or do you have plans for what you want to do next year yet?
I have plans.
I have plans. I have a goal on the rankings and plans I'd like to kick in. Unfortunately, my main plan also means that the rankings bit will probably be twice as hard.
Okay, well, let's talk rankings then first.
Okay, so this is we should say this is Malifaux rankings.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're not talking about storming the ranks of any other game system. We're not going to become the War Machine killer posse.
Well, before we get carried away about saying we're not going to storm the rankings of other games, I may come to that later.
You haven't got a chance in hell of being a top epic player.
We'll just see about that. But anyway, Malifaux rankings.
You've never won a game.
Yet.
Maybe that
there
should be
no try. There is only do.
That could be Matt's rank goal, to actually win a game of something.
Shut up. So, Lee, Malifaux rankings. What's your goal for next year?
Okay, my goal for next year is, so far, the highest I've hit, I think, this year was 27.
Yeah.
I would like to try and get under the top 25.
Okay.
Nothing too big.
And stay there, or just...
No, actually,
the flirtation with it.
No, just to get into the bit, you know. I looked at one point like I might hit sort of 24, but then someone else scored well on the same event and ruined it.
The swine.
Yeah. Oh, and most importantly, stay ahead of Pete like I am at the moment.
What, rage quit Pete?
Yes. By 8 points. Not that I'm counting Pete.
No.
Oh, come on, he was bitching at me for... Oh, sorry, whinging at me for...
Oh, you can say bitching.
All
bitching,
right, sorry. Right. He was bitching.
You're not allowed
me.
To say bitching in a classroom, therefore it's swearing. That's the rule.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
That's the Henry rule, isn't it?
I was going to say, do you not need Mr. Henry to ask that question? Well, Well, that's the point. You'll never get any better at Epic, will you? Joel doesn't play Epic.
Shut up. We're talking about Malifaux rankings. So your goal is to at least at some point during 2015 be top 25?
Yes, inside the top 25. That's what I'd like.
Yeah, well, all of them at once.
Yeah, something like that. Apart from, I'll leave it at that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my goal is similar but twice as big, because I just want to get inside and stay inside the top 50.
So you want to finish the year inside the top 50?
Yes.
Right, so currently the top 50, the 50 score is 195 points.
Yeah.
So you need to score... So basically you're looking to score 50 points or mid-table mediocrity at four tournaments.
Yeah. I think that's I mean, we laugh and we joke about my ability to be the best guild player, but I think that's not something that's beyond my capabilities if I stop arsing about and concentrate on what I'm doing.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't want to you know, burst any balloons, because I think top 50 is an admirable goal.
Mm-hmm.
To be guest but guild player, you would have to have around 360 points.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do in the second half of the year.
Which means
winning three events at least.
Yeah, but so that means the Masters, you would be qualifying for Masters.
Yeah.
If you're going to be guest guild player.
Yeah. I'm well aware of that.
Okay. I think it's an admirable
goal. That's my aspirational goal. The realistic goal is I want to make top 50 by the end of 2015. Yeah, a solid cemented top 50 place.
Okay.
Now, part of that for me will be only playing Guild for 2015.
Right, so this is locked in, you're only going to play Guild.
Yeah. I'm only playing Guild. All my Oriental stuff I've tucked away up on the shelf. I'm going to focus on guilds. I've already got, I played a little bit with Justice and, did won a couple of games with Justice. Played a few games with Hoffman. I've won a couple of games with Hoffman. I've obviously got a McMorning loitering around in my Reza box who can throw in as well. And then, with McCabe and Sonya and Purdy and the like, there's a good breadth of stuff there. The biggest one for me for doing that will be to move away of what I've done probably the entire time I've played Malifaux so far, is picking fluffy crews, fluff over function. So, over the last year, for example, using a guild analogy, if I was playing a Hoffman crew, I wouldn't bring in anyone, any like Francisco from the Perdita crew box or anyone outside of, Hoffman's bots. Whereas now I'm kind of like, it's about picking the best model for the Stratsor schemes to optimize my crew choices. It will be a challenge because, as everybody who knows me knows, I'm rubbish and I'm thick. But
but lovely.
Yeah, but it will be, that's going to be my challenge. And it will change probably the way I approach playing Malifaux. Not that you can't play competitively and still have fun and really enjoy the game, but I really do want to concentrate in 2015 on getting better and really kind of looking for those things that, the likes of Joel seem to just be able to pull out the air of the little synchronicities between models and strats and schemes. I've made some progress in the last couple of months on being able to score well on getting my scheme points. The games I played over the Malifaux weekend and Oktoberfest on the Sunday, I managed to get some, more times than not, get at least five of the six scheme points. So it's kind of developing that on with a guild-only approach to 2015.
I think what will also help you, though, Matt, is you are very... because you've been playing Hoffman a lot, but being able to have more than one master, because at the moment you rock up and you're going up against Arcanist, what you're going to face. I mean, you look what Ben did to you. His entire crew was built around knowing that you had Hoff and that's all you had.
Yeah. I mean, Justice is relatively straightforward. I had some good fun with her playing around with sort of guardsmen and Ostringers as well as the Death Marshals. Hoffman's got some uses in there as well. It'll just be see how the other ones, what they bring into the party as well. So I will be leaning heavily on clever people to give me some pointers. But we'll see how it goes. But that's my plan for 2015 for Malifaux anyway. What have you got planned, Mike? Anything? I know you've been looking at Kirai.
I was just going to say on the getting into the top 50 and stuff...
Mm.
Is planning your tournament schedule more. Because you're 99th at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You played five tournaments this year.
Yeah.
So it's getting to more events. and getting more, you know, getting more practice in. So it's a big commitment, because it's not just a commitment to playing Guild, it's a commitment to playing more.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing more Malifaux and getting out to more events.
Yeah.
So what have you got planned for next year event wise?
Oh, well, I can't tell you, because I would have turned my I'd have to turn my phone on, that'll make feet.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm doing, is I'm using my calendar app on my phone to start looking forward and plotting through those events as and when they're being announced. So I've already got, there's one in January that I think, I can't remember what weekend that is in January, but I should go to that one. But it also goes hand in hand with finally having kind of got the games room up and running now here.
Yeah.
It's that I'm hoping that I'll be able to play more games more frequently, get onto Vassal more, and yeah, just sort of maximise my opportunity to play more and be more sensible about Malifaux. Not that, you know, that I'll not still be the ignorant fool that I am, but actually go at it with a view of I want to learn and not be a douche all the time.
I would have said div, but
yeah, I was rapidly trying to go through words that I could say out loud that wouldn't require a bleep. So,
Are you going to go to the singles events on the Masters weekend?
Oh, that'll be the thing in January, won't it?
Yes.
Probably. Yep.
Because I mean, it's a good start. You've got two tournaments there.
Yeah.
And are you signed up for VAPA as well?
I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, part of that is now going through, because obviously I know what weekends I've got kids. I'm fortunate in that Claire is kind of, we'll say understanding, but kind of like dismissive of what my hobby is, but not in a, you know, you must see me and not do your thing kind of way. So she's cool with it. So actually I've got no excuses not to get to places. And because, of course, I've got the rape van, if it means I need to drive down ahead of time, I can always crash in my van as well. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Excellent. Well, that's good. I think it's an admirable goal, and I will be supporting you all the way. So if you need practice, you know where I am.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For me, I have no Malifaux related goals at all.
Yeah.
Mainly because I knock myself out of the big events by running.
Yeah.
You know, theoretically, if I was playing in the GT, I could still qualify for Masters.
Mm.
By not playing in the GT and depriving me of those chance to get some points, and the same for, you know, Malifaux and stuff.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year, I've sort of locked myself out of that. And, you know, I'm very happy with where I ended up on the rankings. I think I'm 21st at the moment.
Mm.
And I'll go down a little bit more I think. But I mean, I'm still over 300 points. So yeah. I'm on 333 at the moment. So I'm not unhappy with my performance and where I am. But no, I mean, my plans for next year is I've got some plans for a new type of tournament, or a new type of event, I should say, along the lines of a team competition.
Yeah, well, there's the sort of team league thing that you've been talking
about. Yes. Yeah, I've got some plans for that I'm going to talk about some more after I get the GT done.
Yeah.
But my sort of hobby focus is going to be much more around the bendy boards side.
Yeah.
Because I want to work on building that up. So a lot of my what would have been tournament/hobby weekends will actually be going to show weekends and running the store.
Yeah.
Which is why I said I've got goals, but I'm going to make them harder to get hold of for myself. Because I'll be doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah, so having a balanced hobby time and business time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we're going to do, as bendy boards, we're going to do proper shows next year.
Yeah, because we talked about Partizan already, haven't we?
Yeah, Partizan, we're going to do, we're going to have a proper stall at Dicini.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, effectively a demo table, we're actually going to have product to sell and all those sorts of things going forward. And I've got, there's a lot that we want to do with bendy boards, you know, product wise and stuff. So a lot of my time is going to be spent working on there. So I think I'll actually end up painting less next year and designing
more. Yeah.
Which means that the events that I'm going to go to, I'm going to pick and choose a lot more to make sure that they're events that I really want to attend. So I'm going to sort of focus on events that are being run by new people.
Yeah.
To sort of, you know, to give that support. So one of the early events I'm signed up for next year is GERTFO in Bristol. Because Liam's trying to get the that whole Bristol scene going.
Yeah.
And there's some new stores turning up. And I said, yeah, I'm going to go along for a tournament there. Because then, you know, I'm helping support that piece of the hobby.
Yeah.
And the other one you mentioned, Kirai, which Conrad and I talked about previously, is, you know, doing the doubles. And I think I can see myself playing in a lot more doubles and team events next year.
Yeah,
and singles events.
Is that to go alongside Conrad's Yan Lo plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a Kirai Yan Lo team, but I can see myself just doing a lot more doubles types events. And again, just for the sporting thing. I mean, I think the biggest singles tournament that I'm looking at doing at the moment is flying over for Paddyfo.
Yeah.
To hang out there, which is again is part of supporting, you know, the smaller event sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we shall see. I mean, with the growth in events and the growth in gaming groups and stores putting on shows and, you know, tournaments. I mean, you know, the last Tabletop Nation one had 30 players.
Yeah.
Sanctuary are running regular tournaments now. They pulled in 22 for their last one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to really get up to Sanctuary for one of their games because
I'm going to go up to Sanctuary purely because it's not a place. It's a place I haven't been before.
Yeah, likewise.
So that's sort of where I am. So I don't have any rankings things. I mean, I could cheat in the rankings. I make myself number one. So.
Yeah. But it's more about without sounding cheesy, putting some stuff back into the hobby.
Yeah. I mean. That's sort of what drives me to do the stuff that I do. So, and the other thing is, I've qualified for the Masters already. You know, I've had Masters qualification already. So, I haven't broken into the top 10. My highest player is 13th.
Yeah.
And I haven't been a best in faction or stuff. But then I flit about factions too much to probably do that. So that's sort of where my goals are for Malifaux next year. But then I have other goals or other things I want to do around painting. My biggest push is to paint some crews, armies, forces for different games. I want to get Epic painted, or more of my Epic painted. I have quite a lot, but I want to get up to the tournament level points. I have all the bits. It's all modeled and glued together and everything. And I want to take the stuff that I've already done and go back over it to bring it out some more, to sharpen up the cartoony look. Even though it's orcs and they're supposed to be grungy, I'm not a big fan of grungy painting. So I want to sort of brighten them up. And I want to paint stuff for games that I haven't even played yet. On Her Majesty's Service or in Her Majesty's Service, I've got figures for that I want to paint that are just interesting figures.
Yeah.
And you know, my Fistful of Kung Fu things, and I keep seeing models that I think that would make a nice Fistful of Kung Fu gang. I could do this and I could do that, and then I go, no, I've still got to paint my Kung Fu school. And
yeah, I mean, I want to play a lot more Fistful of Kung Fu. Those were some really fun games that we've had of that so far.
Yeah, it's an excellent little game, and so it's painting, it's doing things like that, and I'm sure that there'll be new Malifaux figures and stuff that come out, and you know, I need some paintbrush love, but I don't intend, I mean, apart from Kirai, I don't really intend to start a new crew.
Yeah. And Kirai's with a purpose in mind anyway, isn't she?
Kirai's with a purpose and has a very focused figure set. I don't need a massive amount of figures for her to play around with. So that's sort of where I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, Epic plays a big part of my plans for 2015 because I've also got a butt ton of Epic stuff to paint up. I realise I'm never going to be one of the great Epic players, but I do want to get to some of the tournaments. It does have quite a decent tournament scene. What's it called? Command Post, I think their forum is.
Yes.
But there's an event every month already sort of notionally booked in through 2015, so I want to try and get to, you know, at least, you know, two or three of those. But from a Geek Manor perspective is, it's, you know, for all my wargaming kind of past, I've always wanted to get around to having a bespoke table for one game or another. And I think I've really sort of stuck the flag in the ground that sort of in the first probably quarter, realistically half of next year, I want to build a proper bespoke Epic gaming table. And I've sort of swung from what I want to do around that, but I think I'm pretty now committed to doing a kind of fully urbanized cityscape kind of terrain set for that. From as well as painting the figures, I'll also be looking to work towards that with proper tiles. And, you know, I've got, you know, people who I know that run a laser cutting company. So, you know, there's some scope for some product development there as well.
Yeah,
cool. They only have a laser cutting company if one of them doesn't drop it like a butterfingered buffoon.
Don't start.
Yeah, I can't.
I just wanted to say butterfingered buffoon.
That's good. A cack-handed klutz.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Any others? Or can I sort of talk
not
about?
Not that I can say on air.
No. Yeah. Tell us what your Epic plans are, Lee. What have you got?
I've got lots and lots of Eldar that I've got to decide if I'm going to paint them green or yellow.
Yellow, because you've got a big can of yellow paint that'll make it really quick.
It will do, but I haven't got enough Wraithguard to make a yellow one.
Ah, right.
That's... Who are yellow? Are they Idian?
Iandan. Which I'd really like to keep in Iandan because it was the colours that I painted my... I had 5,000 points of Eldar. 40k Eldar painted up like that. So I would like to keep that colour, but it's just a case of trying to clean up the Eldar that I've got. There is a few sort of bits you can get on eBay, but they're quite expensive, sort of £10 for right. 15, so.
Yeah.
So, no, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to finish that off. And, again, I'd like to learn how to play, because unlike you guys, you've played a couple of games. I'm still yet to play, and the last time I played Epic...
I don't think you're at the detriment, judging from my performance of the last couple of games I've played.
Yeah, I did hear and snigger. But, you know, it'd be nice to go to sort of some of the Epic events, and just as a game I always loved. I played it last time I played it was when, you know, you bought the Epic cards.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I must admit, I found some old ones of them on the net the other day, and I've copied them and started making my own cards with the new rules and points and stuff on them.
Yeah, there is a site that has all of that stuff.
Yeah, but it's not up to date with the rules that I was sent.
Oh, aren't they?
No.
Oh, okay.
So.
But I use fan supported scene at the moment. There's, you know, a couple of good forums on there. The rules are all available out there. The army lists are all available out there. And there's, you know, a burgeoning number of figure manufacturers that are making kind of alternative or proxy figures. I mean, Onslaught being the kind of the big one that's out there at the moment. But I've had some bits from Old Crow recently, and he's got some of his stuff that he's now porting down into 6mm. So there's some alternative vehicles there as well.
Yeah.
And something I found last night, Shapeways, which is a website that's all about people who are doing 3D printing. lots of stuff for X-Wing, lots of stuff, lots of epic-y type stuff on there as well. So that's okay. Worth having a look. They've got a lot of Star Trek-y stuff as well that would be good for Star Trek Attack Wing.
Oh, nice.
So they're worth a look.
I keep looking at 3D printers.
Don't give it to Lee. He'll drop it and break it somehow.
But, no, I do keep looking at Epic printers and thinking,
Yeah. I mean, the other thing for 2015, and it's a common quest for me and Mike, will be the search for the great sci-fi skirmish game, I guess.
Yeah, we talked about that in another episode, didn't we? I mean, that continues on, and we shall see what happens.
And gaming more, we've picked up some nice, during 2014, we've picked up some nice little games, and we've spoken about them both on dailies and a little bit on Malifaux, but things like Dead Man's Hands that we've played a little bit but not a massive amount, Fistful of Kung Fu that we've played a little bit but not a massive amount, In a Majesty Name, yes, which we've not actually played yet, but we're both kind of quite giddy about.
Yeah, Pulp Alley.
Yeah.
All of that.
Which we've just added to the list in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all chuntering along, so... I mean, my other big thing for next year is to actually, you know, remember, cast your mind back to my birthday last April, and I got a lovely airbrush from my lovely wife.
Yeah.
It would be nice to get it out of the box. I'm scared of it. I must admit, I'm not scared of using it. I'm scared of cleaning it up afterwards, and you know, making sure that it's clean, that I don't ruin this expensive airbrush. But I would like to get some more airbrushing done and get some of my scenery sets painted so that they're not plain MDF.
Yeah.
And I've got quite a few gaming tables that I've built out, you know, that are not just boards with terrain on top.
Yeah.
That I would like to get finished. And especially with things coming, there are Kickstarters coming, you know, there's... Wrath of Kings is coming, and Infamy, the Big Smoke, will come next year.
Yeah,
which has a load of miniatures for many of the steampunky things that we've been just talking about. But
yeah, I mean, I want coming in 2015, haven't I?
Yes, yeah. So I'd like painted tables to play on, rather than MDF. And I don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with playing on MDF tables. There's nothing wrong with playing on a piece of felt with books on it.
No. There's nothing wrong with playing with unpainted figures, but we are by nature, we like the aesthetic. It's nice to have Gucci kit.
And that's sort of where mine is. Get the airbrush going and get terrain painted and maybe scale back a little on my organisation and of events and, you know, the prodding things along where things are set, you know. I don't feel any need to run a 1 day, 4 day, 4 round type tournament.
Yeah.
I want to do different things, you know, things like Moth.
Yeah.
And just continue to build the hobby and stuff, but be able to provide things that are needed, and you know, people like playing on nice terrain. So
yeah.
So I suppose that's it. That's it, really.
Yes. I'll have to have a look back at some point to whatever my Twitter feed was or blogs back in the day, and perhaps at the end of the year we'll have a what we didn't achieve in 2014 daily.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, we did it with Conrad, and he was rubbish. Oh, Saga, see? There, I want to get my Saga stuff done. Or more, not necessarily my Saga stuff, Open Combat, I've forgotten what it's called, and I'm talking to Carl later this week.
Open Combat. Is
it Open Combat? Yeah. Was that right? Get my warband for that painted up and stuff. So that's sort of where I'm going to.
And of course, you've got a 15mm ancients army coming at some point.
Well, if I sit down at the site and work out what I'm going to order, but at the moment I can't. I'm scared of what I'm going to order, so I can't work it out. Anyway,
I'm blogging more. That's my other plan for 2015. I've had many false starts. But
I tend not to feel the need to blog if I'm doing these.
Yeah.
But I mean, I want to keep Fool's Daily going.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want to, you know, Fool's Daily to grow more, basically.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, because we're both of a similar mold, that there's so much stuff outside of Malifaux that we also want to do, play, talk about, and chew the fat.
Yeah. And, you know, now that I'm not doing Malifaux anymore, I still want to talk about Malifaux.
Yeah.
And Fool's Daily is going to be the place that I'm going to do that, so.
Yeah. But I guess the other thing to think about is one Malifaux's recording session would actually give you over a week's worth of Fool's Daily content.
It would, if they were shorter and not the lengthy ones that we've just recorded now, as we've been talking for 3 hours, gentlemen, and we've recorded 4 episodes of the show.
It's supposed to be like 15 minutes each.
Yes, and we haven't got one under... We haven't managed to do less than 28 minutes yet.
Okay, well, should we take that as a subtle hint and draw this one to a close?
Well, it's all right. We're over 30 minutes on this one as well, so I think that's probably a good idea. So until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Matt.
And I've been Lee.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.